Let's start our discussion tonight with the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Parakeh, Mishnah Chaf Aleph, source number one. Hua Yomer, Mishnah tells us that there is a Seder Halimud of what each of us are supposed to learn throughout our lives. Hua Yomer ben Chamish Loshan and Lamikra, when we're 5 years old, we're supposed to start learning Tanakh, and we're supposed to hopefully master it in 5 years' time. Ben Asa LaMishnah, and then start learning Mishnayis at 10 years old. Ben Shlosh Esrei LaMitzvahs, 13 years old. The educational system also takes on another a level in that we become chayiv in mitzvahs. Ben Chamesh Esrei LaTalmud, 15 years old, we start learning Talmud, which we understand to mean Gemara and Svara behind the Mishnah. Ben Shmona Esrei LaChupa, Ben Esrei LaMlerdof, and then the rest of the Mishnah describes attainments, interestingly, that one achieves naturally, or one has the ability to achieve. The first couple are items that one is supposed to learn, l'chora. And the rest of the Mishnah is about what one, there's a certain elements, koach, bina, eitzah, zikna. Again, we're not learning Pirkei Avos Be'iyun now, which itself would be fascinating to do, this Mishnah. But we're going to focus on the first half of the Mishnah. So we have Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud. Topic for tonight's shiur, as you see from the title, is why the focus on Gemara? Again, why the de-emphasis on Tanakh is a separate problem, which we're not dealing with tonight. We all have to try to learn as much Tanakh as we can as well. That's clear. But the question is, why so much emphasis? Right? The Minhag Yisrael that we do is obviously based on something, and the fact that in our yeshivas we spend a lot of time on it. We're not focusing on, let's say, the early years, when one is supposed to start, at which age. Again, that is a discussion amongst the educators and the mechanchim. But ultimately, the goal in the yeshivot gedolot, in the big in yeshiva gedolos, is to focus, once we reach a certain level, on Gemara. And the question is why? And the Rambam tells us, to us also, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam says, at the beginning of our learning, we're supposed to split up our time regarding various aspects of learning. But Med Dvar Mamurim, says the Rambam, in source number 2, where it's underlined, B'tchilas Tamudu Shel Adam, when a person starts, Aval Kishe Yagdil B'chachma, V'lo Yitzarach L'olim O'tar Shebechsav, L'o Lasok Tamid B'tar Shebal Peh, after somebody has already mastered even Torah Shebal Peh, even Mishnayis, Yikra B'itim Mezumanim B'Torah Shebechsav, once in a while, just to review, he should study Tanakh as well, V'divrei Shmua Kadesh L'ishkak Davar Midivrei Din Yatorah, but V'yifana Kol Yamav L'gemara B'vad. He should focus on Gemara, lefi rochav sheish belibo v'yishiv daito, according to his abilities. So the Rambam says it. So the question is, what's the reason? Why the Gemara? Wouldn't it be easier just to learn Shulchan Aruch? Learn Mishnah Berurah, right? Jump to the Asuke Shmaitza, Aliba Dehilchasa. Jump to the Lamaisa. Why the centrality of Gemara? So before we get to specifically to Gemara, let's take a few moments to review. Most of what we're going to discuss in the next couple of minutes is review, but hopefully in a different light, and that is to review the centrality of Talmud Torah in general. And once we talk about the centrality of Talmud Torah, so then we'll focus on, within Talmud Torah, the centrality of Gemara. So let's talk about it from a halachic perspective and not just from a hashkafic perspective. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Peah, Eilu Dvarim Shein Lahem Shir, the Mishnah we see every morning, HaPeah VaBikurim VaHarayon UGemilas Chasad VaTalmud Torah, the Mishnah we say, Eilu Dvarim SheOchal Perasei Malamazev VaKaren Keres Nolom Haba, these are the items, these are the mitzvahs that a person is involved in this world, and the principle stays with him eternally. And the last one on the list, as we all know, is Talmud Torah Keneged Kula. Talmud Torah Keneged Kula. So fine, we know this, but the important point for our issue tonight is that this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. I didn't give it to you. Oh, I did. In source number 5, Shulchan Aruch says, in Yoredeya, Talmud Torah Shakol Keneged Kol HaMitzvos. Not only is Talmud Torah Hashkafically something important, but halachically, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it as connected kol mitzvahs. Ha'yulafan avasiyas a mitzvah v'talmud Torah, and therefore, if in front of me there's a mitzvah to do, this hashavas aveda and talmud Torah, if I could send somebody else to do hashavas aveda, I should send somebody else if I'm in the middle of learning. I should have stopped learning. So point number one is talmud Torah connected kulam on a halachic level. Well known is the thought of the Vilna Gaon, two Vilna Gaons, source number 4, where the Vilna Gaon says on that Mishnah in Peah of Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, why is it? Because every second of Talmud Torah is another mitzvah. We could spend 3 hours doing a mitzvah, like, I don't know, driving to go visit somebody who's sick, go and pay a shiva call, which we have to do, and we should do, but that's one mitzvah. while Talmud Torah every second is another mitzvah, says the Gra on the fifth to last line. The b'chol teva u'teva shalomad ba hu mitzvah b'fnei atzma. V'haraya shiyotzi b'teva achas mitzvahs limud Torah shishkula k'neged kol ha-mitzvahs. That's exactly why it's k'neged kol ha-mitzvahs, because every second, every millisecond is another mitzvah. So point number one, Talmud Torah k'neged kulam is in Shulchan Aruch. Number one. Number two, the Shulchan Aruch as well quotes a Gemara from Maseches Kedushin and Sanhedrin. Tchilas dino shel adam al Talmud Torah v'achach al shal maisav. At least the Rishonim quote it in the context of Sanhedrin. The beginning of the din, what we're going to be held accountable for, l'aser lavo, first is Talmud Torah, and then the rest of our actions. Again, quoted, it's not just an agadata in Maseches Kedushin and Daf Mem, it is tchilas dino shel adam. The question that the Rishonim ask on that Gemara in Kiddushin is from the Gemara in Shabbos. Let's go to the second half of the Gemara first. Turning over the page for a minute. The Gemara asks, quotes, Rava, Amar Rava, B'shar shemachnis an adam ladin, when a person is brought into judgment, we have the six questions. Omrim lo, nasasa v'natata be'emuna, were you honest in business, kavati itim la Torah, did you set aside time for Torah, sakta b'piri v'rivya, Tzipisa liYeshua, which might be the hardest, but maybe it's in Yonah Diyoma tonight as we celebrate, as we commemorate Rosh Chodesh Av. It's always a mixed feelings day of the year. It's Rosh Chodesh. We say Yalav Yavo. There's a Chayav LaHarbas Pesudas Rosh Chodesh, but on the other hand, there's Av. It's the yard site of Aaron HaKohen, the only yard site that's befavorish recorded in the Torah, last week's Parsha. So it's a good time to start thinking about Tzipisa LeYeshua and hopefully noting what we are lacking and what we're davening for. So Rava says these are the six questions, along with Popata B'chachma and Evarta Davar Mitoch Davar. So the Rishonim, Tosfos and Sanhedrin and other Rishonim ask, how could this Gemara, our Gemara and Shabbos, Laman Aleph say that these are the six questions, the second one on the list is Kavati Itin LaTorah, while the Gemara in Kiddushin and elsewhere, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, says the Tchilas Din HaShal Adam on Talmud Torah, the first din of a person is on Talmud Torah, not the second question. So the Vilna Gaon says beautifully, this is quoted in the Maariv Chayis, the second Vilna Gaon of the night. The Maariv Chayis on that Gemara in Shabbos says, and you can't read the Gemara the same way once you hear this Vilna Gaon. If you look at that same Gemara in Shabbos, in the previous two lines, the Gemara quoted the source for the Shisha Sidre Mishnah, based on a pasuk in Yeshayahu, V'haya emunas yitecha chosin yishuas chachma v'das, and each word in that pasuk is a reference to another Seder of Mishnayos. Emunas is a Seder Zraim, because somebody has to have emuna in order to be able to be a farmer. Itecha is a Seder Moed, because itim is times. Chosen is a Seder Nashim, protection is Nashim. Yeshua is because a husband protects a wife. Yeshua is a Seder Nezikin. Yeshua salvation is Nezikin, because you have some a Nizek and a Mazek and a Gazlan and an Exile. V'chulu. That's the Gemara right before Rav's six questions. Says the Gra, unbelievable. The two Gemaras, though they're not linked explicitly, but if you look at it, really on a deeper level, maybe all six questions are about Talmud Torah. Because the six questions exactly parallel in the same wording the previous six Siddurim. And really the six questions are, did you learn Zrayim, Moe, Nashim, Nizik, and Kachim Taris? What's the first question? Asada v'atate be'emuna. Emuna is that word. Emuna is a Seder Zrayim. Kavata itim la Torah, itim. What's the next word? Itecha is a Seder Moed. It's Babish Befurish. Asakta Beperia Verivya. What's that? Seder Nashim. Tzipisa Yeshua, Yeshua is a Seder Nezikin. Pilpalta Bechachma, Chachma is a Seder Kachim. And finally, Hevanta Davar Mitoch Davar, that is Da'as, Ze Seder Taharos. So says the Gra, really all of our questions are going to be about, did we dedicate ourselves as much as we can to Talmud Torah? So the centrality is Talmud Torah, Kedek Kulam, and Shulchan Aruch, number one. Number two is this thought of the Vilna Gaon that all the questions are going to be about Talmud Torah. Number three, it's a very interesting Ha'ara, and that is, we know, Machlokas Rishonim, the Chiyuv of Chinuch, the Chiyuv of being Mechanech our children in mitzvahs. It's a Chiyuv de Rabbanan. The Gemara says, Machlokas and Lamdis, is it on the father? Is it on the child? Conceptually, how do we look at the Chiyuv of Chinuch? But what is clear is that a father has a chiyuv d'oraisa to teach his son Torah. So even though, by all other mitzvahs, to get my son to shake a lulav, and set my son to do other mitzvahs, tzitzis, that is all drabanan. But when it comes to Talmud Torah, so that is a chiyuv d'oraisa. Again, reflecting the uniqueness of this mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even in a halachic realm. And finally, the last point in this section, and that is, besides for the six tmidios, we know there are six constant mitzvahs, which the Sefer HaChinuch quotes, the first Bir Halacha, Siman Aleph, source number 10, Bir Halacha and Siman Aleph quotes this chinuch, the six mitzvahs tmidios, believing in God, believing in the oneness of God, not believing in Avodah Zarah, loving God, fearing God, and Los Asur, Acharei Levavchem, Acharei Enechem. Those are the six mitzvahs tmidios. Besides those six mitzvahs tmidios, there is only one other mitzvah that is incumbent upon us every second of our free time in life. And that is Talmud Torah. There's no other mitzvah that we have to do every free second of our life. Those six mitzvahs tmidios. But what mitzvah is there that is so all-encompassing? Talmud Torah. Again, there's a quote in the past, the Stipler in Maseches Brachos about this, but that's Talmud Torah. So again, this is all about the centrality of Talmud Torah. Why is it so central? And then we'll get to Gemara in 2 minutes. Why is it so central? So on a Kabbalistic level, we like to quote the Ramban in Source 11 in the Hakdama to the Torah. The Ramban tells us, this is towards the end, it's about a six-page Hakdama that the Ramban has to Sefer Bereishis, and there, towards the end, he has the following idea. Od yesh biyadenu Kabbalah shel emes. We have a Mesorah. We have a transmission going back. Ki kol haTorah kula shmosef shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On a deeper Kabbalistic level, says the Ramban, the entire Torah spells out the name of Hashem. Entire Torah. We know the Torah was created before the world was created. The Torah in its pristine state spells out Shem Hashem. Shatevas mischalkos l'shemos ben yinachod. If you put all the letters and the words of the Torah together, it can be read differently. It can be read as Shem Hashem. Just to give an example, the Ramban says, Ki'i lutachshav aderech mashal. For example, if you put the words in the first pasuk in the Torah together, it can be split up as Berosh Yisbara Elokim, instead of Bereshis Bara. So that's just one little example, but really the entire Torah, says the Ramban, spells out the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a deeper level. And that's why he says, third line, Umepedezeh, Sefer Torah Shetah Bobos Achas B'mali B'chaser Pasol. That's why even if you have one letter in the Torah that's missing or extra, even if it doesn't change the meaning of a word, it's going to pasul the Torah. Because on the Shem Hashem level, it's incorrect. Even if it doesn't change the meaning to what we see, the nigle. Ki ze ha'inyan yechayvo tanu lipsol Sefer Torah. She yechzer bo vav echad mi milas osam. Shebo mehem lamedes melayim b'Torah. If you're missing one vav from osam, it doesn't change the meaning. But still. So when we learn Torah, so we are connecting to the divine, we are connecting to the Shem Hashem. Rav Soloveitchik even pointed out two Gemaras that can be explained based on this Ramban. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Chafalav tells us, what is the source for saying Berachas HaTorah every day? Minayin leberachas HaTorah min HaTorah. How do we know? Shenemar, ki Shem Hashem ekra, havugodo le'lokenu. When we call out the name of Hashem, ascribe greatness to Him. And if you look at the Gemara Maseches Yuma, Daf Lamed Zayin, the same exact pasuk is used to teach me that when we hear the name of the Kohen Gadol, we have to bow down. Karu Mushtachavim. And we have to react. Amar Moshe Yisrael, B'shar Shani Mazker Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atem Havu Gadol. When we hear the shame from the mouth of the Kohen Gadol, so we again have to acknowledge. Ask Rav Soloveitchik, ask the Rav, how can we learn the same, two different halachas from the same pasuk? Berachas HaTorah and reacting, Havu Godel, said the Rav, it's the same halacha. Torah is Shem Hashem. So whether we're learning Torah, we're coming in contact with the Dvar Hashem, or we hear the Shem Hashem, Peshel Kohen Gadol, so that's the same halacha. And that's why we have to react in a certain way. So they could learn the same halacha. It's all about the centrality of Talmud Torah. It's a way to connect to the divine. So with that background, let us get to the crux of what we wanted to discuss a little bit tonight, and that is, so why specifically Gemara? In the world of Talmud Torah, there is so much. What is so special and unique and precious about Gemara? So we're going to have five ideas. Five ideas. A number of these ideas are based on an article. Part of it is from an article by Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, in his Sefer Leaves of Faith, Volume 1, where he discusses parts. This is a quote from some of his ideas. Okay, number one. On the most basic level, Gemara, whenever, in general, whenever one researches anything, any area of study, the best way is to go back to the original sources. If anybody's having a lawyer, so they go back to precedent. If they don't analyze the original case, you're not going to get the feel of it. You're not going to appreciate what it was all about. You're going to read the cliff notes on an earlier case. So then we're not going to appreciate it. Yes, the cliff notes. We're not going to appreciate it. We're not going to get the true feel of it. It's copied. It's summarized. There are nuances that are left out. Ideas are merged. They're not said as in the original. The original sources give the best impression of the ideas. Rav Aaron says it's in source 16, in his own way, as only he could say it. The first is its status as a primary, in a sense, in the world of Torah Sheba'al Peh, the primary text. It is the arena within which raw material is analyzed and molded, within which bare bones are fleshed out, and information transmitted into knowledge. On the other hand, at no point does it convey a sense of systemized accretion or summary digest. On every daf, one feels the freshness of virgin birth, the angular edge of rough terrain, plowed and yet unplowed, the beck of meandering paths charted and yet uncharted. As only Rav Aaron could write, this is Gemara. Gemara is the original source. Gemara is the primary text. Gemara gives us the feeling of creation in motion. It's not summary. This is where it comes from. Just look in the continuation. Contact with the terra firma of primary texts is of significant educational and intellectual value in any serious discipline. You always go back to the original instead of going to the secondary or tertiary texts. Skip a couple of lines. To open a sugya is to gain access to a world in ferment. It is to enter a pulsating base medrash, studded with live protagonists, to be caught up initially as a witness and subsequently as participant in drama, right, of dialectic thrust and parry, to be stimulated by the tension of creative impulse. Learning becomes in great measure a quest for a captivating but frequently elusive truth that must be sought and at times molded. This is Gemara. Gemara takes us back to the origins. Takes us back to the first floor, so to speak, of our Mesorah. And that is where we start. Number one. Number two. Second idea. Again, each of these stand on their own, but they're all connected. Second idea. If you look at the Hagdama that the Meiri has to Pirkei Avos, I did not give it to you. But if you look at the Meiri's Hagdama to Pirkei Avos, he lists off going back from Moshe Rabbeinu all the way to his time. All the way to the Meiri. So if anybody could trace themselves back to the Meiri, they could trace themselves back to the Baalei HaMesorah before the Meiri. Not father to son, but in terms of the Baalei HaMesorah. He goes through Moshe, Yeshua, all the way up to, and I'm here sitting in Provence. Right, that's the Meiri. But if you look at the Rambam, in his Hakdama to Yad HaChazaka, he quotes from Moshe Rabbeinu, go on line 6, Afal pi shelo nechtav haTorah shebal peh, limdo Moshe Rabbeinu kula bebezen l'shivim zakenim, ve'alazar opinchas v'yeshua shlasha kidl b'moshe, u'yoshua shu talmida, Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah shebal peh to Yoshua, and Yoshua then gave it to V'kibel Eli min hazakenim u'mi Pinchas, u'shmuel kibel me'eli. And it goes back. Yeshua gave it to Pinchas and to Eli and to Shmuel and to David v'chulu. And it keeps going all the way down. The Rambam continues all the way to Ravina and Ravashi. And he stops there. Ask Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, why the Rambam stop? Especially in contrast to the Meiri who went all the way, why the Rambam stop? He should have gone all the way down to the Rambam. He knew it. Says Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, because the Rambam is not giving us a history lesson. The Rambam is giving us a halachic principle. There are what were called in history Baalei HaMesorah. Not just people who carried the torch, who we even have Baalei HaMesorah in our generation, every generation. There's no doubt. Yiftach Bedorah, Kishmul Bedorah. But there was a certain time in history where there was a certain stature of Baalei HaMesorah. And they were special and unique. Maybe even halachically, now let's argue on them. Topic of a separate shiur that we've discussed in the past in terms of arguing on the Mishnah and arguing the Gemara. But through learning the Gemara, we connect to the Baalei HaMesorah. That's what the Gablus of Gemara. We connect to these special, unique people, to their lives, to their families, to their ups and downs, to their hardships, to their successes, to their failures. the Gemara is not just a book of laws, it's a book of lives. That we get into the lives of these great Amoraim. The Gemara tells us in Brachas Adaf Mem Zayin, the Gemara there is talking about who is called a halachic Am Haaretz, who in the days of the Gemara you aren't allowed to bench with. You aren't allowed to have a zimn with an Am Haaretz, halachically. So who is an Am Haaretz? The Gemara gives all different opinions. Somebody who doesn't say Kriya Shema on purpose, somebody who doesn't wear tefillin, Koshein Miniach Tefillin, Koshein Lo Tzitzis Bebigdo, doesn't wear tzitzis, Rabbi Nasan Omer Koshein Lo Mezuzah Apischo, rejects Mezuzah. Rabbi Yonasan Bar Yosef, Kol Sheyeshlo Banim, Ve'enem Agadim L'tam Torah, refuses to send his kids to yeshiva. Okay, these are all we can imagine. These are major stains on a person's religious personality. But then the last statement, Acherim Omer, last opinion, Afilu Kara V'Shana V'Lo Shimish Talmid Chachamim Hareza Am Haaretz. If somebody learns much Torah from texts but does not have a Rebbe, that's an Am Haaretz halachically. Because he's missing a basic element, the lives of a Rebbe, the focus on them. And these Baalei HaMasor were Rebbeim for generations. The Gemara says in Sukkah, in Daf Chaf Aleph, the Sichas Chulin Shalom and Talmidei Chacham, in Srichan Talmud, in the context of Rebbe Gamliel and Tevi. Even just the talking, the Sichas Chulin of a Talmud Chacham, we have to study. The Gemara gives us a little window into the lives. We live with Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Akiva, Ravina and Ravashi, they are our chavrusas, they are our rabbeim. And that only comes from learning Gemara. We wouldn't get that from studying Shulchan Aruch. But we get into the lives of these great rabbanim, we connect to our Baalei HaMasorah. We feel one with them. We bridge the generations. Number two. Number three, 3 out of 5. Number three is based on a Rabbeinu Tam, which we will expand. Rabbeinu Tam says, quoted in Tosfos and Sanhedrin, among other places, the Gemara there talks about Talmud Bavli. Why is it called Bavli? So the Gemara says it's Balul, it's mixed up. It says Rabbeinu Tam in that Tosfos, source 21. Dibit Talmud Shalanu Anu Potrin Atzmeinu Mimash Amru Chachamim La'olam Yishalash Adam Shnosav. Through our Talmud Bavli, we potter ourselves with what Chazal see elsewhere, that you have to split up your day, which we saw back in the Rambam at the beginning of the Shir, that you have to spend Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Misha, Shlish B'Shas, through Talmud Bavli. Talmud Bavli has everything. Afal Pikin on Ukurim B'Chol Yom, we say the Talmud, we say Ezo Makoman to be Yotzezayin, Rabbi Yishmael, to say a little Gemara. Also, but says Rabbeinu Tam, very much quoted Rabbeinu Tam, in terms of curriculum discussions, just Talmud Bavli. But if we take the underlying message of Rabbeinu Tam and expand it a little bit, maybe we could suggest that Talmud Bavli, Gemara, is not just about halacha, but it has everything in it. Idea number two was we connect it to the personalities. Idea number three is separate from the personalities, but it's not just about Torah, halacha, what we call Torah, but it's about how to live life as a Jew. What Hashem would want in every situation. Ideas are spelled out. These ideas are spelled out in the Gemara about everything in life. Everything in life, Torah has something to say about it. The Gemara has everything. The Gemara has folk sayings. It has hashkafa. It has astrology. It has the weather. It has medical advice. It has everything. Because it's all Torah at root. The Rav that we've quoted many times in the past, the Rav Bar Tanura, the first Bar Tanura on Pirkei Avos, where he deals with the problem of why the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is where it is. Moshe Kibal Torah Misinai, Masorah Yoshua, the Shalshalas HaMasorah, asked the Rav Bar Tanura, shouldn't that Mishnah be at the beginning of Shas? It's a wonderful Mishnah, but it's what is it doing all the way at the end of Seder Nezikin, beginning of Pirkei Avos? Says the Rav, we don't need Moshe Kibal Torah Misinai before Maseches Brachas, Pei Adamai, Erev and Shabbos. Who else made up those halachas? Where else did it come from? Of course it came from our Sinai. But Pirkei Avos, which is all outside of the Shulchan Aruch, it's all about smile when you greet your friend. It's all about who is the real wise person. It's all about being happy with what we have. Those halachas, we would have thought possibly that those are not divine. We would have thought that those come from human ethicists. Says the Rav Bar Tanura, that's why Dafka, as an introduction to Pirkei Avos, we have Moshe Kibal Torah Misinai. Why? Because everything comes from our Sinai. Everything is included in Torah. And that's the Gemara. everything is here. Sometimes we think, what is this doing in the Gemara? Why do you have to know potions for certain demonic incantations? The emphasis is not that you have to remember every detail from Perek Misha Achsu and Gittin, or the Gemara's in Avodah Zarah, all about the medicine. No, not that you have to remember every detail. But it's to teach us the underlying message that Gemara has everything. And the Torah has something to say about every single thing in life. We have to view it through halachic eyes and hashkafic eyes. Right? This is similar to the Ramban as well. The Ramban in next week's Parsha, actually, Parsha's Vayeschanan, where the Pasuk says, V'yasisa hayasher v'hatov, you should do what's right and good in the eyes of Hashem. Ask the Ramban, what does that mean? Do what's right and good. How about following the mitzvahs? Says the Ramban, because the Torah can't list every single situation. What you're supposed to do? The Torah gives 613 general rules and regulations, and the rest you got to figure out yourself. Right? Had the Ramban there gives examples of who do you sell property to? To your neighbor first? Get into bar mitzvah. Or to somebody else first? What's menschlich? What's menschlich, says the Ramban. That's the Asisa Yashar Vatov. That's what the Gemara talks about. Because the Gemara tells us how to Rebbeim act with Talmidim. And how to Rebbeim act with their wives. And there's some humor in the Gemara. Everything's in the Gemara. And how they reacted to tragedy. And how they reacted to Simcha. That's what Gemara is about. Gemara has everything. And no other text in our Misora has it to such an extent. So number one, we have primary source. Number two, connecting to the Baalei HaMesorah. Number three, it has everything in it, content-wise. Number four is based on a Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi in Parshat Mishpatim, he also says this in the Hakdama to his drushes. Beis HaLevi in Parshat Mishpatim discusses what exactly was the godless of Naaseh V'Nishma. Naaseh V'Nishma, we know, was an amazing moment in Jewish history. But what was the godless of Naaseh V'Nishma? Question one. Question two. The Gemara says, this is all in source 24, 25. The Gemara says, in Maseches Nedarim, Daf Pei Aleph, that the reason the Churban Habayis happened, in Yonah Diyoma, Rosh Chodesh Av, the reason the Churban Habayis happened is, Shelo Berchu Batorah Tchila. Pei Aleph Amon Aleph. They didn't say Berchas HaTorah. So, famous question, what does that mean? They didn't say Berchas HaTorah. What they learned, they didn't say Berachas HaTorah. Why didn't they say Berachas HaTorah? What's so hard about saying Berachas HaTorah? It sounds like as if they dafka didn't say Berachas HaTorah. So the Ran there quotes Rabbi Yonah, there wasn't chashiv in their eyes. So what does it mean? Why wasn't it chashiv in their eyes to say Berachas HaTorah? So the Beis HaLevi, just Regalachas, feel free to read it, says the following idea. Talmud Torah has two elements. Talmud Torah, of course, has Lumon Abanas Lasos. First, I have to learn in order to know what to do. I don't know what to do. I can love Shabbos, but if I don't learn Hilchas Shabbos, I'm going to violate. Right? If I never heard of Borer or Tochein, so then I could love Shabbos. I really want to fulfill Shabbos, but if I don't know the halachas, I'm not going to be able to fulfill it. So element number one is Loman Abanas Lasos. But then number two is Torah Lishma. Learning Torah for the sake of learning Torah. For the sake of coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a second type of Talmud Torah. That was the godless of Naaseh V'Nishma. Because if they would have said Nishma V'Naaseh, Nishma will learn, V'Naaseh will do, that would have given the impression that they were only interested in Talmud Torah type 1. To learn in order to know what to do. But the fact that they said Naaseh V'Nishma, that means they accepted both. Because Naaseh, we're going to do it. How do you do it? It must be that you learn beforehand. And then even after the Naaseh, Nishma. There's a Nishma afterwards. So it must be that they're accepting both elements, even Talmud Torah Lishma. And the Beis HaLevi says maybe that's the difference by men and women. Women are only obligated in Talmud Torah type 1. They're obviously obligated. Women have to learn Hilchos Shabbos. Women have to learn, the Ramah says in Yeradeya, all the halachos that are shayach to them. Meaning, Dalet Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. They only have to learn Aruch Chaim, Evnei Ezer, Choshev Mishpat, and Yeradeya. Halavai. We should know everything that they have to learn. But that's what they have to learn. They don't have to learn every ksos. But they have to learn, Shulchan Aruch, they have to know the halachas. But men have the chiyuv of Lishma as well. Says the Beis HaLevi, maybe that's the pshat of the Gemara as well in Maseches Nedarim with one other ha'ara. What do you mean, Shelo Berchu Batorah Tchila? The Gemara says in Menachas, and Daf Mem Beis, that we only make brachos on the final stage of mitzvahs. When we put up a mezuzah, we make a bracha. We don't make a bracha when we write a mezuzah. When we put on our tefillin, we make a bracha. When we sit in a sukkah, we make a bracha. We don't make a bracha when we build a sukkah, according to what we paskin. We don't make a bracha when we write tefillin. Only the final stage. Asiyasa gemar mitzvasa. Says the Beis HaLevi, maybe that's why they didn't make Shelo Berchu Batorah Tchila. because they only believed in Talmud Torah type 1. They only believed in Limud Rabbanan Lasos. So they didn't make a bracha because they thought this was all a hechsher mitzvah to know what to do. It wasn't asiyasa gemar mitzvasa. And they did not accept Talmud Torah Lishma. That was the tragedy. And that's what led, at least partially, with the Gemaras in Yuma that also discuss other reasons, to the Churban Abayis. But that is a concept of Talmud Torah Lishma. There is no greater way to achieve Talmud Torah Lishma than studying the Gemara. Focusing on rejected opinions as well as accepted opinions. Focusing on practical cases as well as theoretical cases that might not have ever happened. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Dafayin Aleph, if you have it in verse 25, there are three cases that possibly never happened. Irani Dachas, Ben Sarur Amore, Bayis HaMenuga. Some say they did happen, some say they didn't happen. Drosh v'kabal schad is not enough to learn without that? The answer is because this is Talmud Torah Lishma. This is Talmud Torah trying to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's autobiography in an expanded way. Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh has an expansion of that. Says Rav Schachter in the Genus Egos, studying every element of Torah gives us the entire picture. The full picture, even if something was not Lamaisa. But studying the Gemara is the greatest text that we have in order of studying Limud HaTorah Lishma. It's not focusing purely on what we should do. It's not focusing purely on bettering our personalities. It's focusing on understanding the Dvar Hashem, Lishma. That is number four, why the Gemara gives us such a perfect vehicle with which to accomplish this chiyuv that we have. And one final idea. And that is sometimes, we get this from many high school students, or even after high school. Now we say, now it's hard. It's not so simple. The concepts are hard, the language is hard. Right, even just coming familiar with Shas concepts. That's one of the godless of Daf Yomi. That even though we don't remember every Shach Levitarya and every sugya where it is, but just becoming familiar with Shas topics. Right, somebody doesn't want to study Daf Yomi. That's fine, but just to study something to try to get the breadth of knowledge that every Jew has to have. But sometimes it's hard. Many times it's hard, and the language and the concepts and it's Aramaic. Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, that's the point. It's supposed to be hard. We mentioned this in a Parsha Shir last year. The name of the Parsha, where we have the source in Chazal of hard, working hard in Talmud Torah, is Bechukosai. Rashi quotes at the beginning of our Parsha. What's Bechukosai? Chakika means to be engraved. Says Lubavitcher Rebbe, the way to have something engraved within us, in our hearts, is to work hard at it. Whatever a person works hard at, it becomes part of them. They work hard in child rearing, the children become part of them. They work hard at a project at work, that project becomes part of them. We work hard at Torah, Torah becomes part of us. That's the chakika, that's the bechukosai. The harder we work, the more it becomes engraved in us. The Egle Tal says, the more we work, the more simcha we have, and the more it's nivla bidameinu. It's absorbed in our blood. All the mitzvahs that we do with simcha and with amelus, as the Chavetz Chaim says, the oft-quoted Chavetz Chaim, anu amelim v'him amelim, we get schar for the amelus, not just for the goal. That's Gemara. Gemara, Shulchan Aruch is definitely easier. And we have to learn Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah, that's for sure. But the centrality of Gemara is because that gives us the fertile area in order for it to be difficult. It doesn't mean that it's supposed to, you know, oh, once it starts getting easy, oh, we lose the point. No, because once we learn it once, we have to go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And we crack our heads open no matter what. We mentioned in the past another Beis Halevi in Haggadah of Beis Halevi, where it says that the Torah is keneged arba banim dibra Torah. Baruch halakam baruch hu, keneged arba banim dibra Torah. So what do you mean keneged, opposite? So the Beis Halevi says the magic of the Torah, that in all other areas of study, in chemistry, in math, in physics, there are beginner textbooks, there are first grade, second grade, third grade, ninth grade, and there are intermediate, and there's advanced. Torah, the same Rashi that the first grader studies, and the eighth grader studies, the greatest Rosh Yeshiva studies. The same text, that's Keneged Arbabanim Dibra Torah. The Torah is Keneged everything. Gemara. So whatever stage one is up to, breaking their teeth on the words, breaking their teeth on the concepts, breaking their teeth on the Rishonim, that explain the Gemara, whatever it is, it requires amelus, and that is what makes it eternally connected to us. So we've discussed, just to summarize, the centrality of Talmud Torah in general, Talmud Torah connected Kulam, a couple of Gruz, and specifically the centrality of Gemara. It is the earliest source text. It's what allows us to connect to the Bali HaMasorah, their lives, everything about them. It has everything in it. Everything is in Torah. It helps us fulfill both elements of Talmud Torah, Lamaisa and Lishma, and it gives us the opportunity to get Torah into our blood by working hard and making a kinyan on it. Just to end off, the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach tells us that the real covenant, the real bris between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on the Torah Shebal Peh. L'Kar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Brisim Yisrael El Bishvil Dvarim Shebal Peh. And the ultimate symbol of Torah Shebal Peh is the Gemara. Let us renew our commitment and make sure that we are pushing ourselves as much as we can in this valuable area of Talmud Torah. And b'schus that, Rosh Chodesh Av, Shelo Berchu Batorah Tchila, let us have the attitude of Mevarchim Batorah Tchila. We know why it's important. We know why this is the way to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of the ways. And that way, we will all merit to come back to Yerushalayim B'mheira V'yameinu.